I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on July 10th, 2020. Plan changes to the marketing of LibreOffice by the Document Foundation are continuing to raise community concerns. A number of users recently noticed that the pre-release version of LibreOffice 7 described itself as a personal edition which would be supported by volunteers and was only intended for individual use. This raised concerns for some that a licensing change was in the works, and led to a statement being issued by the board of the Document Foundation which attempted to explain the amended wording. The foundation is currently looking at how to leverage the LibreOffice brand into a sustainable ongoing concern, and is investigating whether it can split its existing ecosystem into two parts. One half would carry the fully free and community-based version of LibreOffice forwards, while the other would allow for commercial organizations to wrap the core of the product in their own value-add services and branding. While the original plan would have seen the launch of a publicity campaign and branding change to coincide with the release of LibreOffice 7, community pushback has led to a further statement from the foundation, which outlines several alternative paths forward. Anybody interested in the project really ought to read the mailing list post by Michael Meeks that we've linked in today's show notes. It explains some of the challenges facing the LibreOffice ecosystem and provides useful context for the changes currently being proposed. Another recent announcement that seemed some pushback this week was Google's decision to donate intellectual property relating to the Istio project to its newly minted Open Usage Commons. Industry insiders had long expected that stewardship of Istio would eventually be passed over to the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, and Google's apparent end runaround to an organization stacked with its own staffers has been greeted with public dismay by IBM, Oracle, and the CNCF itself. Entirely coincidentally, this week also saw the Cloud Native Computing Foundation relax the admission criteria for its sandbox program, which it hopes will encourage more projects to home themselves under its ever-spreading wings. Both Ubuntu and Docker have unveiled new functionality for AWS users. Canonical has announced immediate support for Amazon's next-generation Graviton 2 ARM processors and is now providing images that take advantage of the architecture on Amazon's marketplace. Meanwhile, Docker has introduced a beta integration feature with AWS that allows developers to deploy to the cloud giant's Elastic Container Services platform directly from the command line. Where previously users would have to dive into Amazon's own tooling to provision their cloud services, the new Docker feature intends to make that setup process a completely transparent aspect of using Docker Compose, and is scheduled to become generally available later in the year. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/176. We're off next week, but we will be back on Monday, the 20th.